Hi, this is Paul Lamb.
Hi, this is Chad Strentz. You're listening to Raven and the Blues.
Isn't that wonderful? That's new. Newish anyway, being released about a week ago. It's our IBBA album of the month for July, which is in a day's time or thereabouts. And it's Greg Colson. Is it his first full album? I quizzically respond and nobody in the room to tell me. And it's called What's New, and that's Ran Out and Ready, opening up the Raven and the Blues across the world and as a podcast. Thanks for giving an hour of your time. We've got some good stuff, most of it new, looking around here. Yeah, most of it new. And a couple of suggestions as well. When I asked a couple of weeks ago about Telluride, the town in Colorado, and was that how it was pronounced, I got so many responses. I know I should be world-travelled enough to know, or I should have checked up, really, but so many people responded. And one this week came in from Ed, who lives in Colorado, and said, yes, you've probably been told enough now about Telluride. Yes, I have, thank you. But it was good for you to respond. And Ed, you're saying it's an old hard rock mining town made into an outrageously expensive yuppie ski town. Your words. The best skiing in Colorado, in my opinion. And I must admit, I did look about 10 days ago at some photographs of the town in the winter. Oh, it does look fabulous. Anyway, Ed also said, his final paragraph was, please consider a bit of music from RJ Misko, a great harp player. And I thought, do I have any of his? And I went and had a look, and no, I didn't. Now I do. RJ Misko making his debut on the show with his last album from 10 years ago. Here it is, a track called I Came to Play.
Thank you.
just ain't got that much to say. You see, I didn't come to talk.
Yay! From Colorado, RJ Misko, and from the album He Came to Play, that's a track called I Came to Play. And thanks to Ed for giving me the suggestion. That also led me into a rabbit hole. You know the bit where you go onto the internet to look for something, and then you see something else which is more interesting, and you head there, and then you go somewhere else. And all of a sudden an hour goes by, and you haven't got what you went for, but you found loads of new things. Well, my look for RJ Misko found loads of new things in this particular section of the blues, including a gentleman from Glasgow who was born in Guyana but has lived in UK for many years. A name brand new to me, and I've never heard any of the Scottish DJs playing on the radio either. His name is Leonard Grandison, and he's of an age. He looks like he's lived a life, looking at this photograph on Facebook. And an album which came out this year, but I have a feeling was being recorded and then reissued again. It's not even an album, it's a single. It's called Before the Spit Dries. This is the single taken probably from an album for the future, and from Scotland and Guyana before that, Leonard Grandison and Before the Spit Dries.
Hey boy, I hear your mama calling you. Hey, boy. I hear your mama calling you. Stop your playing now. She got some errands for you to do. This is what I want you to do. Hey, boy. This is what I want you to do. You can run, walk, or fly. Be back before the spit rise. Before the spit dries. This is what I want you to do. Hey, boy. This is what I want you to do. You can run, walk, or fly. Be back before the spit dries. Before the spit dries.
I think that must be some kind of thing that parents say to their kids. Can I go to this park, Dad? Yeah, be back before the spit dries. That's Leonard Grandison, single taken from, I think, a forthcoming album. I'm only guessing, though. Leonard's web presence is pretty small. The website doesn't work. Facebook hasn't been entered for about 2 years. So, he suddenly appeared into my life this week, and I've shared him with you, and he might now disappear forever. I don't know. But a nice, nice single and some lovely instrumentation in there as well. Okay, the Bonnevilles have had a new album out for a couple of months. Dirty Photographs. Here is the title track.
Shorts on. With that, there's nothing wrong. Think I'll get myself another drink. Dancing in your underwear looks so good, it's just not fair. Pretty girls don't do that sort of thing. It's getting hot in here. Just took a chill off my beard. Think I'll throw my time to cool down. I like the way you move. You shake your hips, you look so cool. I'm just satisfied to be around.
Very odd. The Bonnevilles, their album Dirty Photographs, that's the title track of the album. And yet on so many of the American charts, it's showing as, or the charts generally, it's showing as rock, and it is rock, let's face it. And it's categorised here on the database on the computer as rock. And yet it's also on some charts, it's blues. And it pops up there, not rock at all, which is, I think it's more rock than blues, but there is a hint of blues within. That's the Bonnevilles, Dirty Photographs. Ron Sayer, Charlotte Joyce, two wonderful people together, and their album is Makes You Stronger and My Life Alive.
Faster I go, ever harder I try.
So many female singer influences, blues singer influences coming through there on Charlotte's voice. Ron Sayer, Charlotte Joyce, together with Makes You Stronger, the album just been released, and My Life Alive. Let's slow things down a bit now with James Harmon. His album came out about 2 months ago, Fine Print. And here is What Are You Gonna Do About Me? Question one.
What you gonna do about me? Yeah, what it's gonna be like, mama? What you gonna do about me? We done went too far with the turnaround. Just get over losing me. That grass ain't really greener where your outside man stay. God is magic. Ooh, I can see it all up in your eyes. Hey, hey, mama. Lord, I can see it all up in your eyes. All that man been handing you, little girl is a contract full of alibis.
James Harmon, kept his voice high in the mix until the very end, and the album Fine Print from earlier on this year, and What You Gonna Do About Me. Have I mentioned it? No, I haven't really, so thanks in the halfway point of the show to all the people who've contacted me privately and also via Facebook and things about my voice and stuff like that. As you can hear, it's getting better. Way to go before it's perfect, and don't mention to me how much private health costs in the UK. You guys in America, so you must be having to put so much money to one side to try and pay for things. It's been quite a shock. Over £100, $140 for a blood test. You know, 30 seconds. Needle in, needle out, all done. £140, never mind. Here's an album which is just about to be released. I funded it when I first heard about it. And Wade Schumann contacted me and then said, OK, here's a couple of band's tracks you can have when the album comes out later. The album, as I say, is due, I think, any day now. But here is Hazmat Modine out of New York City and Everything I Got.
Everything I gotta keep. Even a little piece of string can make you weep. Skull shoes, old things to do. I'm gonna need them one day. So will you. Things are uncertain. Well, that's a fact. But it may be that I'm only halfway cracked. All these things are shell. It should never be broken. All left unfinished. Like words left unspoken. Gotta keep it here. Gotta hold it dear. Need to save it all because I won't shed a tear. Put it on the curb. To lose something like that, well, it's certainly absurd. All this should be packed away, never be lost. Has to be kept safe, locked in a box. Mementos from the present. there soon to be forgotten. Just pile it up high and bury it. There is no bottom. Trinkets and spigots, socks that are sodden, memories tarnished and sure to be rotten. Gotta keep it here, gotta hold it dear. Need to save it.
Looking forward to the album so much. Box of Death, due soon, Hazmat Modine, and Everything I've Got. I mentioned in passing on the show last week about...
Can we move on?
Yeah, we can move on. Thanks, Wayne. I mentioned that in passing about W.C. Handy and Father of the Blues, and had a couple of comments about that from friends in the business and, well, from friends generally. But one comment was, he wasn't the father of the blues, he was just the bigger thief. And it's so true, because W.C. Handy is kind of put down now as the father of the blues, but in truth, he stole almost everything he heard from the guys playing the streets, and that was the way for almost everybody. I think it is said that Robert Johnson didn't write many of his tunes. He'd claimed ownership of them, but there was some guy he heard in a street corner somewhere in America, probably somewhere in the South, and he thought, ooh, that's rather good. And of course, the bigger you're known and the more you travel and the more people hear your song, eventually it does become your song. And the same with W.C. Handy. He just gathered lots and lots of folk material, original material, and kind of made it his own. Let's go back to Bessie Smith now, and not actually her on this particular track, but Rory Block, who's been over the last 2 or 3 years making albums paying tribute to people in the blues, mostly back from the 20s and 30s. And it's rare, I think, she's visited female vocalists because they kind of predate so many of the male stars of the time. But on this one, it's called A Tribute to Bessie Smith. And here is a track from it, I'm Down in the Dumps. Still, but I done cried so much.
bought my landlord that great big chump. Stay away from my door, Mr. Landlord, 'cause I'm down in the dumps. When I woke up, my pillow was wet with tears. Just one day away from that man of mine, and it feels like a thousand years. But I'm all straightened up, just as straight as I can be. But there ain't no use in me telling that lie. But you know that ain't no old maid. I got plenty of vim and vitality. I'm sure that I can make the grade, 'cause I'm always like a tiger. You know I'm ready to jump.
Not so much of a blues shouter as Bessie, but a lovely voice. Rory Block, of course, and her album, A Tribute to Bessie Smith, released about, I guess, about 6 weeks ago now. And I'm down in the dumps. I'm not. Here, let's go to Canada now, and one of my favourite Canadian harmonica players. I have many harmonica player favourites. This is Carlos Del Junco, and a track taken from his new album, together with the Blues Mongrels. He's back with them. The album is called Hang On. And if you hang on, here is Jersey Girl.
Got no time for the corner boys down on the street making all that noise. Don't want no whores on 8th Avenue, 'cause tonight I'm gonna be with you. Tonight I'm gonna take that ride across the river to the Jersey side. Take my baby to the carnival, where I'll take her on all the rides. Down the shore everything's alright. You and your baby on a Saturday night, don't you know? All my dreams come true when I'm walking down the street with you singing. Sha la 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 la. Sha la 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 la. Sha la 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 la. Well, I'm in love with the Jersey girl, and oh, she thrills me with all her charms. When I'm wrapped up in my baby's arms, my little angel gives me everything. I know that someday that you wear my ring. So don't bother me, I got no time. I'm on my way to see that gal of mine. Nothing else matters in this whole wide world when you're in love with the Jersey girl singing. Sha la 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 la. Sha la 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 la. Sha la 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 la. Well, I'm in love with the Jersey girl. I call her name. I can't sleep at night.
Lovely Jersey Girl, shades of Toots Thielemans and Larry Adler, but it's Carlos Del Junco and the Blues Mongrels from their new album called Hang On. We stay with harmonica, but a very different style. Giles Robson and Chris Corcoran released an album earlier on this year called Roller Coaster, a tribute to Little Walter. And they've said that this is the album, we'll never play it live on stage, any of the tracks, anytime, ever. So the only way you'll hear them is if you hear it like me when I play it. Here is Backtrack.
Yeah.
lovely Chicago Blues, Little Walter Style, Charles Robson and Chris Corcoran together. And Roller Coaster is the album, and that is a track called Backtrack. Rykuda's new album is, I think it's fabulous, Alive in America. It is alive in America. And he has lots of in-between track conversation. The trouble is, it's between him and the audience talking about things that are happening in the gig. And therefore, when you listen to it through, for me, it doesn't quite work because I'm laughing along, but I'm not quite sure what he's talking about sometimes. But so if I take the conversational bit out and go straight into the track, it tidies it so much more. So Rykuda, Alive in America, here's a track with the beginning bit taken off called Too Tight, This Rag of Mine.
Yeah. Got my gal, we took a chance. We went down to a midnight dance. Too tight, this rag of mine. Now it's too tight, sticking out. Too tight, you hear me shout. Too tight, this rag of mine. Too tight, sick in bed. Too tight, it went to my head. Too tight, this rag of mine. Too tight, it's a mess. Too tight, now can't you guess? Too tight, this rag of mine. It's a while, too tight, and I'll show you how. Too tight, this rag of mine. Too tight, it's hot stuff. Too tight, you can't get enough. Too tight, this rag of mine. I got my gal, never took a chance. We went out to a midnight dance. Too tight, this rag of mine. And it's too tight, sticking out. Too tight to hear me shout. Too tight, this rag of mine.
Lovely. Back to the 1930s with Blind Blake, but performed there in 2018 with Rykuda, Alive in America, and Too Tight, This Rag of Mine. From Northern Ireland now, a gentleman with an EP and an EP, I was going to say an LP, an album promised later on this year. The EP is fabulous. His name is Don Martin. The album and the EP is called Easy Way Out, and this is the title track.
You got champagne taste and beer pockets, my friend. You got time to take, but no time to give again. He pulled his guns, but I pulled mine first again. Got off a drunken shot, but the summer's in his eyes. And I shot him right there and sealed his demise. Well, you know, you can take the easy way out, but just stay away from me, 'cause I really don't need this now. They say a man who is scared is a man to be feared. Don't close those eyes, don't you block those ears again. For the thief in you will disagree. You can go your way, there ain't nothing to see again. Well, you know, you can take the easy way out, but just stay away from me, 'cause I really don't need this now. I'll steal you a horse, we can ride out west. Where the sound blows warm, you can take a clean breath. But reality sets in, and I got shot through the chest by Shaolin Buddha, Indian priest. There I am, bleeding out, and that damn priest starts reading our vows. So I grabbed my pistols and I shot him in the eyes. He died with no sight, and I died with a smile. Well, you know, you can take the easy way out, but just stay away from me, 'cause I really don't need this now. Well, you know, you can take the easy way out, but just stay away from me, 'cause I really don't need this now.
Fabulous. Dom, D-O-M, Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, and his EP, Easy Way Out, and there is a title track. And it sounds so much like John Martin with a Y, but it's lovely. I'm looking forward to the complete album when it comes later on this year. And that's it for The Raven and the Blues this week. Hope you've enjoyed the music I chose for you. When I've spent most of the week just lying around trying to find the energy to do anything, it's a sheer joy to have to get up, and not have to get up, but to get up on a Friday and then do a show and choose some records just for you. Email address, dave@ravenblues.co.uk. Oh, come on, Dave. Email address, dave@ravenblues.co.uk. Website, ravenblues.co.uk. Everything you need to know. I've got about 600 emails which need responding to. It's terrible. I look at it and I just, oh, my heart sinks. I've missed lots of birthday. I'll dedicate this last track to Pamela, who had her birthday this week, and I didn't send her a happy birthday. I am so, so sorry. This is for you, Pamela, and for all of you for listening for the last hour, and I hope you'll join me in a week's time for another edition of The Raven and the Blues. Wilco Johnson, his new album, title track, Blow Your Mind.